हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनभुनक्तु सह वीरङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य
प्रभु नित्यानन्द
श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
page 36 in the bottom. Rajanath then asked Raghunath Das Babaji very gently, "Dear Guruji, please tell us something about the different angas of Shuddha Bhakti." Raghunath Das Babaji, "My dear Rajanath, you have heard the explanations of the Dasamul Siksha up to the 8th shloka. Take time to go over them with your respected uncle. I am truly happy to see him. I will now proceed to the 9th Dasamul teaching. Please listen carefully. One obtains pure love and attachment to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna by daily and faithfully executing the process of regulated devotional service, which consists of the following 9 limbs: hearing the glories of the Lord, chanting the glories of the Lord, remembering the Lord, serving his lotus feet, worshipping the Lord, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming a servant of the Lord, considering the Lord's one's friend, and surrendering oneself completely to the Lord. Applying the ear to the narrations of the name, beauty, qualities, and pastimes of Sri Krishna is called Shravanam, hearing. Shravanam goes through 2 stages. At the first stage, the person may hear incidentally the descriptions of name, form, qualities, and pastimes of Sri Krishna. Interesting to note that in the one he both named beauty and this named form. So it's the same quality. So you may incidentally hear description of the name, form, qualities, and pastimes of Sri Krishna from the sadhus without any real degree of shraddha. However, such hearing, if pursued, gradually evokes shraddha in the heart of the hearer and thereby generates a craving to hear more and more about Sri Krishna. At the second stage, the faithful soul develops a deep thirst to hear only about Sri Krishna from the Vaishnava gurus and sadhus. This constant hearing with deepening faith matures into the perfection of the realized state. Shravanam is the first limb of Shuddha Bhakti. To utilize the tongue in the glorification of the name, beauty, qualities, and pastimes of Sri Krishna is the simplest definition of kirtan, chanting. Some of the different forms of kirtan are discussing topics of Krishna consciousness, chanting Krishna Nam, reading aloud the scriptures to others, singing devotional songs, speaking to attract the mind of the people to Sri Krishna, speaking with humility to the Lord, vigyapti, revealing one's mind to the Lord, chanting bhajans in glorification of the Lord, and offering prayers to the Lord. Kirtan has been described as the most important of the 9 limbs of bhakti. This is especially true in Kali Yuga. The most effective method to purify the heart and consciousness is the chanting of Krishna Nam. No other process is as effective. The word Sankirtana means the congregational chanting of Krishna Nam. Repeated meditation upon the name, form, qualities, and pastimes of Sri Krishna is called Smaranam, remembering. It is of 5 kinds: Smaranam, short, intermittent recollection; Dharana, purposely withdrawing the mind from other thoughts and thinking about a specific subject, but in general terms; Dhyana, applying the mind at length to contemplate particular forms or qualities of Sri Krishna; Dhruvanu Smriti, continuous jhana, like the smooth flowing of nectar; and Samadhi, being absorbed for an extended period with nothing else remaining within the heart. Right? So these would be taken also from the yoga. But it's the same. So this shows this explanation gives what those far, because sometimes they're also given other names. Oh, no, here. Oh, I see. Dhruv Anusmriti. So sometimes it's just called Anusmriti. Okay. Shravanam, Kirtanam, and Smaranam. So the idea is that occasionally you're thinking about, then you're actually stopping thing, and then thinking about, then you're regularly thinking about, then it just gets to the point where then all you're thinking about is Krishna. Right? So that's the
So thinking about Krishna means Krishna Lila, like philosophy?
It can be anything. That's what he's mentioned before. In other words, you're remembering name, form, qualities, pastimes. So that means different forms. So chanting, reading aloud, singing devotional songs, speaking to attract the mind of people, speaking with humility, like that. Like, or here he mentions here. Purposely withdrawing the mind, other thoughts, thinking about a specific subject, but in general terms. Right? So a specific subject of Krishna consciousness. Right? Then jhana, applying the mind at length to contemplate particular forms of qualities. So one is general, one is specific. Like that. And then where you're always thinking about, that thinking is smooth, is regular. And then when that deepens, is very absorbed, then it becomes samadhi. Right? So there's occasional, then thinking generally, then thinking specifically, then thinking regularly, and then that deepening of that regular. So five stages, yeah. Does that make sense? Yes.
When it says that you're thinking of only Krishna, does that mean thinking of anything but in relation to Krishna, or thinking of Krishna as in, like, you know, the classical form of Krishna, the flute, or actual qualities like, oh, Krishna's so strong, with like of his pastimes and stuff, or just any, you know, I don't know, I'm folding this blanket and I'm thinking of how that relates to Krishna?
Yes.
Everything that I just said?
Yeah. So it's any of those. Like that.
Paraphernalia, does that come under pastimes?
Paraphernalia? Means generally when it gives pastimes, then after that it may mention paraphernalia, the dham, associates, like that. So, in other words, it's something connected with Krishna. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because name means the name, form is particular, form is beauty, qualities, the particular qualities manifest, the pastime itself, but within the pastime itself, you might also be thinking of the glories of the dham or the devotees or the particular paraphernalia. You know how fortunate the flute is, you know, like this. Like
Maharaj, is the pastime with, he was called Dr. Singh, right? And he was, what's his name now? He's talking about how to defeat scientists, and Prabhupada said this is kirtan too, so this right?
Yeah, no, so it's anything is kirtan, as long as it's connected to Krishna, like that.
Favorably.
Yeah, favorably, yeah. Yeah, otherwise Kamsa is not exactly known for
kirtan.
Kirtan, like that, though he was always absorbed in kirtan, but yeah. Does that make sense? Yeah. So it's just whatever is happening at the time. Like that. You know, of that, then the... In other words... Yeah.
Is it true... I don't remember where I heard this, but I heard that when Arjuna was fighting in the battle, he was not thinking of Krishna like... Oh, you know, Krishna... Like, he was thinking of fighting...
Mm-hmm.
So,
but he's fighting for Krishna.
Yeah, that's right.
So he's thinking of how to do this fighting nicely for Krishna. It's not that he's absorbed in the Lord's pastimes or something,
yeah.
Because then he might not be fighting so well.
So that's okay as well? Like,
yeah, because it's his service. He's doing that to please Krishna. So when that's necessary, so that's what you do. Like that. You know, when you're on your own and nothing else, then you can sit around and think about what you said. Does that make sense? The point is if it's connected to Krishna, that's good. That's the point. That should be connected to Krishna.
But, for example, like that is a very that situation requires a lot of absorption in the fighting, because otherwise, like, there's too much at stake if you don't. You can get really hurt or killed or whatever. But just say you're, you know, just say you're washing something. Would you be absorbed in the washing so much?
Well, if you don't want to get wet and you want the thing to actually get clean, yes.
But do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. The thing is we're taking that, that if we're not thinking of Krishna in a particular pastime, we're not thinking of Krishna. Because we're not thinking that everything is Krishna, so everything's connected to Krishna, so you can see Krishna in everything. So whatever it is, your duties, right, because the point is perform your duties. So Arjuna is performing his duties. So whatever duties you're performing, then the results for Krishna. So you want to get a good result for Krishna. Therefore, you're careful. Right? If the result's not for Krishna, then you do whatever you like. But if the result's for Krishna, then you want to make sure it's nice. Does that make sense? Yeah. So it's not a problem. You just want to make sure it's done nicely for Krishna. Right? But the point is you're focused on it, you're getting the good result, but if it's something that is out of habit, that you can do that and you're thinking of something else, then might as well be thinking of Krishna.
Okay.
Right? Does that make sense? The point is to be thinking about Krishna. Like that. That's the idea. So it's... Okay. Shravanam, Kirtanam, and Smaranam constitute the backbone of bhakti. All the other limbs of bhakti are included within these three. Amongst the three processes, Kirtan is the most efficacious because Shravanam and Smaranam can be practiced as parts of Kirtanam. Right? Because you're able to hear and think of Krishna while you're doing Kirtan.
Yeah.
Like that. Padasevanam, rendering mental menial service, is the fourth limb of bhakti. It has to be executed with the assistance of Shravanam, Kirtanam, and Smaranam. In other words, when the first three are being done, then all these others have a meaning. If you're not doing the first three, they don't have as much meaning. It is imperative to realize that one is hopelessly lacking and unworthy to serve. At the same time, one has to be aware of the fact that the supreme object of service is the full embodiment of eternity, absolute knowledge, and unlimited bliss. Srila Rupa Goswami described this topic in detail when he enunciated the 64 limbs of bhakti in his treatise upon bhakti named Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Padasevana includes darshan, seeing the transcendental form of the Lord, touching the body of the Lord, deity, circumambulation of the deity, the temple and the dham, etc., daily performance of one's devotional duties, and visiting the temple of the Lord, the holy rivers such as the Ganga and the sacred pilgrimage places like Puri, Dwarka, Mathura, and Navadvip. The worship of Tulsi Devi and the service of the sadhus also belong to Padasevanam as well. In other words, whatever is connected to Krishna, that is the performing the activities of or service to whatever is connected to Krishna. The fifth of the nine limbs of bhakti is archana, deity worship. There are many considerations concerning the procedures and the eligibility for this limb of bhakti. If a devotee who has already practiced Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam develops strong faith in the deity form of the Lord and thereby an urge to perform archana, then he should approach his guru for instruction and the necessary mantra initiation. Thereby, he may be engaged in archana. Yeah? Okay. So the point is that when that strong faith is there in the deity form, so one wants to perform the service, not just have the deity around, because everybody else has got one, right? You know, like that, you know. And then, so you approach the guru for instruction how to do the worship and for the mantra initiation. So that means, mantra initiation means second initiation, because that's the second is called mantra. So you get mantra and yaga, the worship of the deity. Right. First is you know, your tapa, pundra, and nama. Means your tapa, understanding the material world is a place of misery. Pundra, understanding that the only way to correct that is to take the upward path, you know, taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. And nama means accepting a name as a servant of the Lord or the Lord's devotees. Does that make sense? Like that. So this second, what we call second initiation, that's mantra and yaga. So here it says for the necessary mantra initiation. So he means second. So even here he's talking about someone's doing in their home, and that it's supposed to be second. That's the ideal, because then the quality of the worship is very good. You know what I'm saying?
Yaga didn't catch
it. Yaga means worship of the deity, the actual rituals. So that's why, for instruction, that's yaga. You know, and necessary mantra initiation. That will be mantra. You know what I'm saying? So like that. So that's the thing. So it's a nice responsibility that you're taking care of the Lord. He's a guest in the house. So one has that qualification, that faith, so that's why it's done. But, you know, in a culture that doesn't take relationships very seriously, so therefore then, you know, people just do whatever they want. Like that. You know, it goes together. You know, the boy doesn't take care of the girlfriend, so he doesn't take care of his deity, right? You know, he's not married to the girl, but he has a girlfriend, you know, so he's not initiated, but he has a deity, right? You know, it's just this, it's part of the scene, right? You understand? So that's why it's, you know, what's the problem? You know, the problem is no qualification. Yes.
People who've been raised in the culture with duties, now they tend to have everything on the altar, or they just have the duty in a little cupboard in the kitchen. Is that because of the general slip?
That's there. It means it's a general slip. It's in the cupboard because probably only one person's worshiping, or it's not important to the whole family, or, you know, or there's no philosophy, so you just want to make sure you get it right. You know, don't miss anybody out, because maybe you... So they just don't know. It's just like, but wait, yeah. Vandana is the sixth of the nine limbs of bhakti. Although it may be included within the other limbs, such as within kirtanam and padasevanam, it has also been given a separate status. Right? Because one may say, well, why is it there? But like we said, shravanam and smaranam can go on in kirtanam. You know, so it's... Although it may be... Okay. Vandana means to offer namaskara, obeisances with heartfelt prayers. There are two kinds of namaskar. Ekanga namaskar, offering obeisances with folded hands, that is, with one part of the body while standing before the Lord, and astanga namaskar, offering prostrate obeisances, that is, with all eight parts of the body. So in other words, when you're offering obeisances, the prayer is offered there, or when you're standing before the deity with folded hands and then offering prayers. So those are the two kinds. So details of this come out in Prahlad Maharaj's teachings, then probably gives very elaborate. I think there's six different things that if you want to become perfect at Vandana, you have to follow. You know, you always have to stand on the proper side of the deity, how you're dressed, all the different things. You know, if you're not dressed properly, bandhanam won't work, because if you're taking that as perfection, if it's just part of your shravanam, kirtanam, and like that, then that's not a serious consideration. But if you want to become perfect at prayers, then it's a... However, there are also offenses to be avoided while offering namaskar, such as one-handed salutations. Right, prostrated obeisances with covered upper torso. Okay, see, these are the ones that he's talking about. Prostrating in front and in line with the Lord's vision. That is head on. Prostrating from behind the Lord. Prostrating with the deities to one's right side. And prostrating inside the temple deity room. Right. So in other words, one-handed means you're only using one hand to offer obeisances. It has to be two-handed. Because that's respectful if it's two hands. One hand is not respectful. Hey, what's that? For the Buddhists, they just do it. Just. Yeah. What happened to the other hand? The other hand is too much cloth. They can't get it out. Like that. Prostrated basically with covered upper torso. That's why you see, like in South, when they're doing the puja, the upper chuddas around the waist. It has to be like that if you want to avoid offenses in namaskar. like that.
You also see them taking off the...
Yeah, take the chatter, put it around. But it generally it's traditionally put around the waist and then offer obeisance, because you also should wear two pieces of cloth. Mm-hmm. Right, but if someone is in the celibate orders, that's not so important. But grihasthas, they should be following that nicely. But for the Bengalis, then much of the time, they'll keep the chadar like around the neck. That's also a symptom of humility, like that, or sometimes on the shoulder. But the pukka is around the waist, like that.
All right, this reference is when someone is worshipping the deity.
No, it's just if you're offering prayers, you're outside, because it means the thing is you can't. Yeah, it means when you're doing the worship, then that's also consideration, like that. But depending upon what's the situation, you're through. But like those where it's on the on reverence and all that, then they're always careful, so it's always around the waist, the cloth.
So I mean, if we're just coming in front of these to offer prayers, we should do that.
If you want to become perfect through prayers. You understand? If prayers are just part of what you're doing, then it's not so important. But in other words, know this is the standard, so that's why there is the dress code. That's why there is the different things, you know. So does that make sense? So that's why in front of the deities, in front of the cows, you know, and sadhus and like that, that's why generally the right shoulder is uncovered, is because of that aspect. So that's a minimum kind of thing, you know, like that. When you do achman, you know, the throat and the shoulder is not supposed to be covered, like that. So you have these rules. So there's local areas, then they have how they go about that. So south, it's always generally around the waist. The other place is also that, but what I'm saying here in Bengal, a lot of times it's chadars around the neck or hung on just one shoulder. So in South, they'll also do that. So when they're doing puja, they might use that. But when they offer prayers, it'll be around the waist. You know what I'm saying? But some, because, you know, the weather is such, they'll just do that the whole time. Does that make sense? So now it would be a little bit more, less ideal. So in other words, probably at Bhadrik Ashram, then namaskar is not their primary sadhana of perfection. Right. Okay. Then prostrate in front and in line with the Lord's vision. So directly in front of the deity, facing the deity. You don't do that. You're supposed to be to the right. The deity's right. And then so that your left side is towards the deity, because that's what it mentions. Head on, prostrating from behind the Lord, that you don't do because he's behind. How does he interact? Means he can interact. You say, well, God's everywhere. Yes, but that's Brahman. So if you want to offer obeisances to Brahman, cool. But if you want to offer obeisances to the person, then it has to be in front where you can see. Right? Prostrating with the deities to one's right side. Right? That's not done. The deities, it's always to the left side. Right? So sometimes if you're on the left, you'll see devotees will turn and offer... I mean, to offer their obeisances, so it's that correct way. Yes?
Sometimes I see devotees offering obeisances in the temple to the altar, but it's closed.
Generally, you wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
It means you go to the spiritual master, or you can offer obeisances to the temple, but you wouldn't offer to the deities when they're closed. How do they reciprocate? Service is always going on. But when they're giving darshan, then that's the service they're is accepting. So circumambulating the deities, you know, offering obeisances, prayers, all that is when they're open. Like that. Does that make sense? So if some people are doing it, then that's, and don't worry about it. You know, but it's just, traditionally one wouldn't do that. It's not necessary.
So when coming to the temple, the major thing is to pay obeisance to the spiritual master?
Yeah, to the spiritual master. Yeah, it means you go in, there's vyasans there, you go offer obeisances there, it's done. Like that. Does that make sense? Yeah, that's it. Okay. And then prostrating inside the temple deity room. So generally, there's always another place where that's done. You have the deity room, and then you have the what are they called? Well, in big temples, you have the Ardha Mandap in front. You have another one place where they always do all their achman and everything like that, all the purvanga karmas. So you'll do these things somewhere else, not in the deity room. Because in the deity room, then you'll render the service. And also, generally, deity rooms are too small. Right? There's not space anyway. Right? Dasyam, considering oneself to be a servant of the Lord, is the seventh limb of bhakti. The ideal way to meditate and worship is to be imbued with feelings of eternal servitude towards Sri Krishna. Offering prayers, obeisances, and the fruits of all one's labors. Menial service, proper devotional conduct, remembering the Lord, hearing about his pastimes and glories, and other such activities in the mood of eternal servitude to the Lord are the items of dasyam. So we see it includes others, but it's about the mood. So these last three are more about the mood, like that. Of course, the mood of devotion, but here you're always thinking, I'm the Lord's servant, so therefore, I'm his servant, so therefore, let me offer prayers, let me offer obeisances, let me give him the results of my work. I render some menial service for him, right? It means I will behave nicely because I'm his servant, right? In other words, you're remembering the Lord because you're his servant, right? Hearing about his pastimes and glories. So it's all the attitude, I'm his servant. So that's the prominent element. And then you're doing these other activities. Right? Because otherwise it might be hard to, what's the difference between this and padasevanam? You know, like that. But it's actually because the mood. That's why he's saying the first three include everything. But now these others, by studying them, it's because the devotee may put a prominence there. You know, so it's an aspect within here, Shravanam, Kirtanam, and Vishnu Smaranam, but he's putting an emphasis there, you know, on serving the devotees or the Dham or Tulsi, right, or you know these other aspects of temple activities or like that. Sakyam. Okay, such activities and other such activities in the mood of eternal servitude to the Lord are the items of dasyam. Sakyam. Making friendship with the Lord is the eighth limb of bhakti. As a friend of the Lord, the devotee is always attentive to take care of the Lord's needs. Sakyam is divided into two categories. Vairanga Sakyam, friendship regulated by discipline and reverence, and Raganga Sakyam, spontaneous friendly affection and regard. Here Sakyam refers only to Vairanga Sakyam, comprising the attachment and friendship a devotee develops towards the Lord whilst worshipping the deity. Right, so he's not talking about Raganuga Sadhana here. But he's saying there's two kinds of friendship. But in here when we say Sakyam, we mean they're following the rules and everything nicely to please the Lord. Right? Atmani Vedanam. Right, so yeah, so here it's a matter of attentive to take care of the Lord's needs. So you're just thinking about the deity. That's one of the items that Rupa Goswami gives, is that in the deity worship, then when the deities are open, traditionally there's always pujaris there. As long as the deities are open, there's pujaris there. And they're just taking care of whatever needs have to be done. You know, the lamps or, you know, the water, or people bring offerings, or, you know, anything, whatever happens, needs to be done. That's what's doing. So that's a tradition. It's always there's pujaris on the altar at all times, like that. So that would be taking care of this aspect, like that. Atmani Vedana is the ninth limb of bhakti. It is the complete surrender of the pure mind, body, and words to Sri Krishna. The hallmark of this limb is that the devotee gives up all types of endeavors for himself and applies himself solely for the sake of Sri Krishna. Just as the cow that may be freely bought and sold in the marketplace remains dependent upon the will of her master in the matters of activity and maintenance. Similarly, the surrendered devotee maintains full dependence upon the will of Sri Krishna and simply desires whatever Krishna desires. So there, that mood of full surrender. Does that make sense? So these last three is that means they have the areas where they're applied, but it's more a mood, right? The others are the general. It means each one has that mood, a special mood.
So Maharaj, dasyam and padasevana, dasyam is more the mood of servitorship, and padasevana is the actual menial service that you do for the Lord.
Yeah, it means in other words, you're appreciating the devotees or the Dham or something, so you're rendering service. But here, Dasyam means is that you're have that mood of feeling of eternal servitorship towards the Lord. So that may mean, of course, in taking care of the Lord, you take care of the devotees and this and that. It's just a slight, you know, where the feeling is, yeah. So in other words, all this is bona fide, right? You're trying to get to this point of Atmanivedanam, where one has that mood of surrender, but the activities, your Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, are the main. But if you don't hear, you won't chant. So chant is the central one, but that means you're hearing. Otherwise, how are you chanting? Right? And then while you're chanting, then you can remember. Does that make sense? You got something else?
Yeah. Going through those nine limbs, then it's particularly like Vaikuntha worship, but the friendship there is only with the, not the Raganuga.
Because it's in connection with the deity. Because otherwise, how are you taking care of the Lord's needs? So if it's through the deity, then you would follow all the rules in that. You know, see, he's eating on time and when he goes to bed, and then he has enough stuff when he sleeps, and, you know, there's water, you know, in his cups, and, you know, the incense is burning. And like for some, I think the Vallabhas, one of the main things they just do is see that there's incense burning all day, and, you know, all these different kinds of those little nice things are going on.
So then Vatsalya and Madhurya are not present there.
Means it can be done in those, yeah, but the point is it's the element of seeing to the Lord's care in Sakyam. Dasyam, yeah, it's just that servitor of the Lord. Yeah, that mood. These others, then that's another thing. It means they can be involved, but then it may take on that particular flavor. Just like in Vallabha worship, because it's parental, then he's a small child. So, you know, just like we set up nice things and try to create the Vrindavan mood, they put little toys and everything, you know, like that. So it's because he's a kid, so then he has nice things to, you know, always has nice things to eat and... Does that make sense? You know, so there's always stuff there to eat, right? Then you have the meals, right? It means it's dry stuff, you know. It's not you know, like sabji or something, you know? But, you know, like snacks. You know, they're there.
Small bucket of
color. Sorry?
Small bucket of
color.
Yeah, small bucket of color. All right. Where is this?
Where is this going? Now he wants to know how small is small. 10-liter bucket is small, you know. It's like, you know,
they worship the form of Gopal. That's small, do you?
Gopal, even if it's not Gopal, the point is he's still a kid. I mean, let's say like this: your mom is 60, and you're 40. Is there any actual difference than if she was 20 and you're 1? Other than you get up and dress yourself and brush your own teeth, so okay, you know, but... You understand? So it doesn't matter. So even if they're worshipping Srinathji or like that, still, he's the kid. You know what I'm saying?
Do we worship that form of Krishna? Like
as Gopal?
Yeah.
Not so much. He's not specifically our deity. Because he's specifically a deity of the Vatsalya Rasa. Because they want to see him like that. But otherwise, no. It's for us, it's the threefold bending form is our main deity. You know what I'm saying? It says technically nothing wrong in worshiping Gopal, but it's just not the deity of our line. Mm-hmm. Like that.
The children always want to have a Gopal. They get Gopals as presents for birthday.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's one thing of them wanting it specifically and then them getting it. You know, it's two different things. Like that. Yeah. Yeah. Because probably it means he is Gopal, but you could probably also give him a Krishna doll, and they would be probably quite happy also.
I mean, they get it as birthday presents. People just keep
them. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is they're getting, so because they think it's cute and nice, but it's not our line. You know, it's just bona fide deity, it's just not our mood. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have temples with Sita Ram Lakshman.
Temples with Sita Ram Lakshman.
That's also not our line.
There is then generally you're going by the specifics of the pastime or that or what's happening or where, you know, or the kind of people that you're preaching to.
Mm.
Like that. Mm. Because, see, Krishna and Rama, Rama is Krishna. He's Swayam Krishna. Mm. But you don't see him playing the flute and all that. But, you know, if he wants, he can. Like when Sita asks about, then, you know, he gets out, carves, does, you know. I mean, that I think that deity, one of the deities, yeah, is that deity that he carved. So it's, yeah, it's a very specific, you know, kind of thing. But there's not, it's not so much a problem. It wouldn't be necessarily your main deity. If it's your main deity, then that's different.
So wherever they have Lord Brahma, they have also Radha Krishna and Gaur Nityananda.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, tell me. That's something.
With the Raganga Sakyam, does that include like those devotees who are in the friendship rasa?
It may. I'm not sure exactly here. Just a spontaneous, friendly affection and regard. But then that means they're not. It's not specifically. They're doing the worship of the deity necessarily. There, then you're just seeing everything's nice and comfortable for the Lord. So there, maybe in darshan, they may have that mood, but in the deity worship itself, then you'd be using the vaidhi. Because in any case, even if someone's on the spontaneous platform, still he still follows the rules. Because that's anyway one of the elements of raganuga sadhana is that they're following the vaidhi, but they're not following it because they feel that's the medium through which, that's just what you do. You know, so it's a change in the mood. You know. So otherwise then people would think, oh, I'm just doing it, you know, because otherwise this one would be caught very easily as one of the things. Oh, it's sakya, you know, I mean sakyam, you know, just friendly like that. Does that make sense? Yeah, because you can see when you get into these things as daily rules that you also have the element of people want to come up with all their natural ideas. Like I was expecting, well, but if that's for the place or if you have other deities, so then the little kids can have Gopal as long as they have Radha Krishna, yeah, yeah. Right? You know, it's like that, you know. Like, you know, so, you know, saying. So it's just, you know, that's the, there's just the, we want a particular result, so whatever it is, where you can get it. But there's a mood, and so it's just generally not done so much. Like Prabhupada, he had small deities, but what deities? Radha Govinda. I mean, it's Jagannath he take on the Ratha Yatra, but his own deity was the Radha Govinda. Mm-hmm. Like that. But he was copying what worship his father did. He wasn't just left on his own to do whatever. You know. So the thing is it's very individual in these things. You know. Like that. It's very individual.
Maharaj?
Yes.
Where Prabhupada mentions in the Nectar Devotion that sometimes it may be seen that an advanced devotee will lie down with the deity. Is that referring to this sort of Raganga Sakya?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I'd have to see the context. But, yeah. I would think yes.
When we say that we want to see this Krishna that Prabhupada is sharing,
see the Krishna, see the deity that?
See this Krishna, the Prabhupada, sees and appreciates.
Oh, so yes.
We mean this thing that we're speaking about. This is our line.
Yes, this is our line. No, it's always this Kaishora Krishna. Because Yovana means he's actually attained 16. So it's just before 16, because 16 he goes to Mathura. Mm-hmm. So it's just before that. So it's Kaishora Krishna is what. So that's the age. That's where that most sweetness and everything is there. It's wonderful, the childhood pastimes, but that's not the prominence like that. You know, does that make sense? You know, because because you're looking at he's a child, but the point is then all those others that are going to be having pastimes with him at the Kishore age, and they're also children. You know what I'm saying? So they're not looking at it as that he's the child, because they're also children. You know what I'm saying? The prominence is the Kishore. Yeah, so that's a good point. Yes.
He asked about the Ramsi Talakshma Hanuman deities.
Right.
Isn't it the case that while we're worshipping on this level of Vaidhi, that they're appearing as Lakshmi Narayan?
Yeah, that's there, but still it's Radha Krishna appearing as Lakshmi Narayan.
Uh-huh.
But then it's like there's not a problem with Ram, because we see is that when Lord Chaitanya would walk and chant, he'd be, you know, chanting that Krishna, 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 hey.
Mm-hmm.
So you have Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshamam. You know, he protects us because he is Swayam Krishna. He's not an expansion like Mahanarayan or the other incarnations. He's directly Krishna. So Krishna himself, Balaram, Ramachandra, Lord Chaitanya, and Nrisingadev, they're directly Swayam Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but their moods are that they manifest are different.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's the thing, they're non-different. Mm-hmm. So they all have all the 64 qualities,
mm-hmm.
but they don't necessarily manifest them. Yeah, Nrisinga. But not the other avatars, specifically Nrisinga. Yeah. Nrisinga is there in Goloka. Like that, but kind of not so much manifest, but he's somehow or another there. I mean, he's on the altar in Nanda Bhavan.
Yeah.
It's not on the altar in Nanda Bhavan anymore, because there's a fight between the brothers, so he's moved down the hill. There's another temple run by another brother of the family, and he's there. There was a fight over that, because I came last time and said, where's the Nrisingadev? Oh, no, there is no Nrisingadev, there's that. It says, no, when I came here, there was Nrisingadev. Like this, and then finally one of the guys came over and says there was a fight between the family, so one brother took it to the other temple. Like that, and so like that. So
he's not in underground anymore?
He's not on that Nanda Bhavan. He's on Nanda Gram, because it's just, you can see the house from there. It's the opposite side of... Pavan Sarovar was the one side, so it's the other side. Somewhere down there, so it's in whoever that is, his house or something, you know, sounds like that.
Swami, when we say that those are Swayam Krishna, those examples, that means that they're not expanded from like Shri Dakashaya?
No. They're directly Krishna, just taking these different moves.
But all the other avatars that appear?
Then they're expansions.
Yeah.
They're plenary portions. Yeah. But they're not. They're Swayam. They have all. Because the others manifest 60 qualities.
Mm.
Right? But here is they have all 64. Just Ramachandra doesn't play the flute, or, you know, sometimes he's sitting alone. You know, like that. But those kind of things like that. You know, Lord Chaitanya is not playing the flute. Nrisingadev is not playing the flute. You know, like that. You have to be careful of the fingers. Have to play one of those low flutes. You know, get the fingers away. Yes, there's Atman Nivedana. It's that you're just completely surrendered, so Krishna will take care of you. You're not worried about being taken care of. You're just absorbed in service to Krishna. Right? Saying just like the cow, it's bought and sold freely.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just dependent upon whoever's the master to take care of them. It's not that the cow is making some separate, you know, you know, like that. When you walk by looking at the cow holds up its resume. You know. Back in my country, I was a lawyer, you know, like that. You know, it's not like that. You know. Like that. Does that make sense? Yeah.
So perfect sense.
Yeah. Vrajanath and Vijay Kumar were exhilarated by the explanations of Sri Raghunath Das Babaji and fell prostrate before him in awed affection. Vrajanath said, Gurudev, truly you are a Bhagavat Parshad, an eternal and intimate associate of the Lord. We have received immense good fortune from your nectarian instructions. All this time we have wasted our lives in futile academic pursuits and in wallowing in the false prestige of a noble birth. Right? He's not just saying this. These guys are, you know, your top Navadvipa, you know, scholars. you know, who are considered authorities and run schools like that. So they're saying this. So then you can take this as authoritative.
Tomorrow, that's when Navadvip was the center of learning.
Yes, of course, of course. That's true, yeah. Yeah, because it was pointed out, at one point it was the center. It used to be Varanasi, but then one person was able to memorize their Nyaya and brought it to Navadvip, and then from there it just expanded. So you have thousands and thousands of schools here like that. You don't hear of thousands of schools in Varanasi. There were a few, you know, well-established, respected schools, but here it was just thousands of them like that. So wallowing in the false prestige of a noble birth, right, because they're from Brahmin families, and Bhattacharyas, right? So they're top. It means you have levels of Brahmins, so the top will be that Bhattacharya. So they're top. Surely on the strength of piety accumulated over many lifetimes, we have been given the shelter of your lotus feet, right? So that Bhakti Sukriti over so many lifetimes, now they've been able to get the shelter of the Vaishnavas. Vijayakumar said, O Gurudev, you are a stalwart among the pure devotees of the Lord. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur personally instructed me to come to Sridham Mayapur and see the sacred birthplace of the Lord. His blessings have enabled me to see the Lord's transcendental abode and associate with his eternal companion. With your kind permission, Maharaj, we would like to visit you again tomorrow evening. The elderly Babaji prostrated himself with amazing alacrity when the name of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur was mentioned. Slowly returning to his sitting position, he said, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is the revered author of the biography of my beloved Lord and a direct incarnation of Srila Vyasadeva for this purpose. I offer him my repeated obeisances. Both uncle and nephew had forgotten the time. They suddenly noticed that it was late noon. The hours had flown by. After begging leave of Sri Raghunath Das Babaji, Rajanath and Vijay Kumar returned to the home of Rajanath. Right. So they came earlier in the day and then stayed through the day till the late afternoon. Wow. Chapter 20, starting to move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, I was getting worried there. This is 40 chapters.
Yeah.
We covered like one chapter in one day.
Yeah, because we see we're familiar. It means as we go, much of it we'll be more familiar with. But at the same time, some of it will also go quickly because it'll just be way over our head. Like that. But it's nice to know it exists.
Right? Right, sounds nice.
Yeah. Summary of chapter 20, Nitya Dharma, Sambandha Abhideya and Prayojana. Part 8. Abhideya, Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. Right, so now that was just giving the general of Shuddha Bhakti. What is pure devotion? Right, so it was part of Abhideya, right? The last one, but it was just, what is pure devotion? Just like when you're describing the soul, then you're describing the general nature of the soul. Then there's the liberated position and the conditioned position. Okay, so it was analysis of Abhideya, the means of attaining prema. So that was analysis of what it is. Now he's going to get into Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. It's part 8. Okay, so how many more parts are there?
Well, next one will be 10 chapters. So
the next part will be 10 chapters.
The next one also, so two parts more. 10 chapters each.
Oh, no, but I'm saying here in part 8, I don't know, this is also part 8? This is part 4. Yeah. Means this part 8, meaning of this Sambandha Abhideya and Prayojana. Okay. Oh, okay, and then this section will be. So then the Dasamula will be covered. Okay, so then we'll probably get into the details of Sadhana Bhakti.
Yeah.
Like that. Okay. So in other words, how this is going is giving like basically Samanya Bhakti and how to anything that removes the understanding of that. Then we have the Dasamula, right? Is this section? The next section, then after that we'll get into Vaidhi Sada, Raghunuga Sadhana, what Bhav Sadhana, Prema Bhakti. Just like nectar devotion. It follows the same kind of format. Like that. Okay. Vrajanath and Vijay Kumar returned home at noon. Vrajana's mother carefully served them a delicious prasadam. After lunch, the uncle and nephew conversed very affectionately, and Vrajanath explained to his uncle all instructions he had heard from Raghunath Das Babaji. Hearing them, Vijay Kumar became plunged in an ocean of bliss. He said to his nephew, "You are very fortunate because you heard all these descriptions of the spiritual truth from a great devotee. It is always auspicious to hear descriptions of Lord Hari and devotional service, but when these descriptions come from the mouth of a saint, then they very quickly bring the desired result." Right? It means of that faith and that maturing of the faith. "You are learned in all the scriptures, especially in the Nyaya Shastras. You are born in a family of Vaidika Brahmanas, and you are wealthy. These advantages are all ornaments decorating you now that you have taken shelter of a Vaishnava's feet and you relish hearing Krishna Katha." Right? Before, they weren't ornaments. They'd be a burden. It means in materialistic society, they'd be ornaments. But actually, they're just a burden, a distraction. But now that he's a devotee, now they're ornaments, right? So he knows this Nyaya. He's very learned. He has a good understanding of scriptures. So in the Brahmana Vaidika family, because you have so many different kinds of families, so the Vaidika, they're very technical on the rules and regulations, mantras, everything. So for them, then all the technical stuff becomes very, very easy for them, like that. Yeah, and he's wealthy, so he has facility. Like you see, he's always popping out to go. So he's not having to worry. We haven't so far been having to do a job, right? Because they're already wealthy, right? So then he can spend his time, absorbed in Krishna consciousness, right? Like that. He doesn't have to go to Korea, right? Korea.
Korea.
Like that. "These advantages are all ornaments decorating you now that you have taken shelter of a Vaishnava's feet and you relish hearing Krishna Katha." Later in a side room, Vrajana's mother privately said to Vijay Kumar, "Brother, after a long time you have come for a visit. Please try to turn your nephew into a householder." "I am afraid that Vrajanath may never get married. Many matchmakers have offered proposals, but he is very stubborn and refuses to marry." After listening to this, Vijay Kumar said, "I will stay for 10 or 15 days. I will think about it, and I will tell you what to do." Right? So now he has an advantage. He can stay for 10, 15 days and hear from this sadhu. Right? And then... Because remember is that Vrajanath hasn't brought this up. He said he had some questions, but he only asked the immediate. He didn't say about the marriage thing. Right, so that hasn't come up. So does it come up? Do they discuss it? Yeah, so I figured they will discuss it. Right? Guruji, it will come up to Guruji, but after hearing all the instructions nicely, because whether he remains not married or whether he gets married, unless he knows nicely the Dasamul, how will he be able to make either of them work nicely? So it would be the wrong time to discuss it earlier than that. So, right? It means after training, then there's a consideration. Okay. The next day after their meal, Vijay Kumar said to Vrajanath, "This evening we will go to Shivas's courtyard. From the mouth of the saintly Babaji, we will hear Srila Rupa Goswami's description of the 64 limbs of devotional service." Babaji Maharaj said that path of sadhana bhakti has two parts, Vaidhi Marg and Rag Marg. You and I are qualified to follow the path of Vaidhi Marg. Yesterday, Babaji Maharaj explained the 9 limbs of bhakti, but I am still not sure how to transform those instructions into action. Today, I want to get a concrete grasp on the subject. Right? Because you have those things, but how to turn that into something? Because circumambulating the deity or hearing or kirtan, or how do you put it all together? Right? It's not concrete. So that's what Vaidhi Sadhana does. It creates a form in which all those important activities have a place when they're supposed to be done. So you make sure that everything is covered. Right? Just like Prabhupada's morning program. I don't know that there's any other program of sadhana that's so complete that every aspect that's important is already done, by 10 in the morning. So it means getting up, taking the bath. So all the things of Abhigamana, like that, upadana, the ija puja, all these things. You've done your study, your japa, associating with devotees, worship of Tulsi, circumambulation of the deity, charinamrita, hearing Bhagavatam, worship of the spiritual master, like that, you know, accepting the remnants of the Lord, nirmalya, you know, the flowers and other things like this. So all, whatever there is to be done that's connected with the Pancharatrik puja is done in our morning program. You don't see it as complete in other programs. They do many other things, but they work it in some other time because they'll spend the whole day. But since we're going to go out and do other services, it needs to be done by that time in the morning. Right? Does that make sense? And so that's what's so perfect about it. Every aspect is included. So that's the importance of the sadhana. Right? Because then it regulates, it creates a framework. Does that make sense? Otherwise, then one can do so many things, but then how do you define? So unless it's that you're so absorbed in hearing and chanting, you don't worry about anything else, then that's fine. So you're not worried about it. So if something comes, great. If it doesn't come, it doesn't matter. Right? Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, you know, if he got nothing to eat and his stomach was too hungry, he's sitting there at the bank of the Ganga, so he just pick up some dirt and eat that, and then go on chanting. Right? Don't try it. It'll make you go blind. Right? You know, because eating raw dirt will make you go blind. So that's why kids stop early enough, then it doesn't affect their eyes. But if they, you know, like the, you know, saying, but if you cook it, then it's okay. If you make sweets out of it, that's okay.
Okay.
Right? Good to know.
Yeah, yeah. It's good to know. But raw, it's not good. Right. In other words, the raw diet has weaknesses.
Yeah, raw food.
All right, so. Prabhupada said, I've made your fortune, so this morning program is
a
great.
Yeah,
fortune.
That, just the whole thing, that there's faith in Krishna, you have the association of devotees, because that's just a form in which to chant Hare Krishna and the association of devotees, because that's your main thing. So even when it says kirtanam, it means samkirtanam, means in association of devotees, not alone. Like that. So that's the main. So he's made our fortune in that. He's created that opportunity. Right? Yes.
Is it true that he introduced the morning program not initially?
I think it was after 1970. Okay. When he figured out devotees weren't reading and stuff and would get distracted and bewildered. Because up to 70, basically they were just doing Harinam.
But he would have considered that at one point it should be introduced, no?
There, but the point is you're preaching, so the more you can be out on the street, then the better, because then, you know, because they would go out for 12 hours of Harinam a day. So like that. So I guess that explains Eagle Rock. Now it makes sense.
Eagle Rock,
it was the prep in, I think, like 67, 68, something like that. You take the eagle condensed milk, make it into caramel. So they'd open the tops and, you know, the bottoms and put it out, you know, the big pile of that. Then they would take, I think, cream cheese and put that in there. Like that. And then everybody would get a bowl full. So I was wondering, how do they survive that? But then you go out on 12 hours of Harinam, so it's... So it's not a problem.
Survival mode.
Yeah. Yeah. Does that make sense? Is he explained the nine limbs, but he doesn't know how to translate it into action. So he's explained the concept or analyzed sadhana bhakti, or abhideya, but he hasn't gotten into how to apply it. So that's now how vaidhi sadhana will be. And he says we're qualified for vaidhi sadhana, right? Because they're you know, properly situated, they're living a life in the mode of goodness, they follow all the Vedic rules and all that. So vaidhi sadhana for them will work very nice, like that. In the evening, the two devotees entered Srivasa's courtyard, offering dandavat obeisances to the circle of Vaishnavas, and entered the elderly Babaji's cottage. Seeing the two devotees eager to ask questions, the saintly Babaji happily embraced them and offered them sitting places. Vijaya Kumar said, O Master, please excuse us for troubling you with so many questions. We are keen to understand the 64 limbs of devotion as enumerated by Srila Rupa Goswami. If you think that we are qualified, kindly describe how we may easily attain pure devotional service. So there's also the element that there's an interest, but if you think we're qualified, rather than we demand to know, it's my right. You know, it's like that. Okay. Smiling, the saintly Babaji said, I will explain to you the 64 limbs of devotional service as described by Srila Rupa Goswami. Here are the first 10, which may be called the initial activities. 1. Taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. 2. Receiving initiation and instructions from him. Right, so taking shelter means taking shelter of that instructions before. Right. Then, naturally, that matures into receiving initiation and instructions from him. Serving the spiritual master with faith and devotion. 4. Following the footsteps of the previous acharyas. Right, because you're worshiping the spiritual master, but then also those acharyas in the previous line. 5. Inquiring about the process of devotional service. 6. Giving up sense gratification for Sri Krishna's sake. 7. Living in a dham and near to holy rivers like Ganga. 8. Accepting only what is necessary to sustain one's life. 9. Observing vows on days related to Hari, Ekadasi, Janmastami. 10. Offering respects to Banyan, Amlaki, and other sacred trees, right? So that's done by worshipping Tulsi, right? So here also, following the footsteps of the previous acharyas, then in Nectar Devotion also points out, you know, under the instructions of your own spiritual master, right? So you're approaching the previous as the servant of your spiritual master. You approach them directly, then what's the relationship? You understand? That's very important, because sometimes devotees just go straight to the instructions of previous acharyas, and then they can't understand because they're not approaching through Prabhupada's instructions, and then they'll think there's a contradiction. Yeah. And because of that, they get confused.
So actually the first 5 are relating to the spiritual master?
Yes, like that. And then you see is, you know, how you're situating yourself. Mm. Right, basically situating yourself like that. But yes, so the because of this surrender the spiritual master. So the first 3 are considered the most important. Out of the 64, these are the most important, because without that, the process doesn't start. Mm-hmm. But later, as we see, is that there's 5 primary items. Those are the most important activities. Mm-hmm. So those activities being done under the direction of the spiritual master, that's the essence of the devotional process, right? But of that, associating with devotees, because with devotees, then means that includes the spiritual master, that includes performing the activities in the place, you know, with the deity, hearing about Krishna, chanting the holy name, hearing Bhagavatam, like that. So it comes down to, so we end here. So today is
Friday.
So then Monday. Which is not the first. Yeah, I also thought it was the first, but it's not the first.
31st.
The 31st, yes. So there is a 1 in it. Yes, it's the 31st rather than just the first. Right, like that. Okay, so then we'll continue with on Monday, we'll continue with the 64 items. Okay. And then this next part is ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you have the weekend on that. So, I mean, Monday we'll be doing this, but depending how many pages are there. 55, 41. So it might go, I mean, definitely Monday, but we might finish on Tuesday, you know, or not so. Yeah, it means you can try to, by Tuesday have it ready, then we're the case. But we may not use it till Thursday. Like that. Okay. Nice. We're actually moving along. I was getting worried. It's like Gita. Remember? It's just taking forever the first 6 chapters and thought we'd not, and then it sped up, so I figured it would happen with this. So. That's what we're hoping. Planning on that.
Om Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Srila Prabhupada ki Samaveta Bhaktivedanta ki Jai Nitai Gaur.
Sure.